Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on KPHX 1480 AM in Phoenix, Arizona. I am Joseph J. Erdo alongside Trisha, Eric Reinert behind the glass, and Dave is on location at the moment.
No, I think he's on the phone.
Yeah, I know. He'll be back in a moment. But, of course, fame from several different movies. Of course, we're celebrating the life of David Bowie. What a great talent he has been. Of course, he's contributed so many different songs to movies. Fame has been in several different films. I remember it probably most from 15 Minutes. Because, of course, 15 Minutes of Fame. Yes. But it's been in a lot of different movies, Fame.
Yeah. Hey, where did I go?
I don't know. Oh, Dave's back.
Am I in there?
The aliens brought you back down.
I am, aren't I? Oh, there I am.
Fame.
That's Joseph singing.
Getting jiggy.
That's why three people show up at his party. My writer.
Yeah. Contribute to it.
Yeah, that is correct. However, this car.
Who's a famous auto mechanic?
Oh, it's Alexander's All Care Automotive. That was excellent. 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix, 602-956-3781. Tell him Dave's sent you. Really good guy. I keep saying that, but he really is a great guy. Integrity, honesty, fairness. That's what you want, I think. Right, Tricia?
That's the only thing that you want. All of those things.
Well, you want good mechanics.
No. But that's what you said. He's all of that.
Plus.
Exactly. No matter what it is that you look for in a mechanic, you can get it from him. Because he is the best.
And no matter... Oh, so wait. 602-956-3781. Call. However, Eric also is everything you want in a...
Man.
What? I didn't.
Wow.
No, it wasn't me.
Compliment, Joseph.
He said that.
I was trying to figure out what you could possibly say to make it funny.
Yeah, I'm wondering too.
Yeah. What's going on here? Lucky there's glass for you, Eric, between the rooms
here.
Yes,
keep Joseph away from me.
Oh, yeah. You got that. We're trying to get Anna Sophia Robb on the show, by the way, in the next few weeks or something.
Oh.
But we've just got to make sure her publicist doesn't catch wind of the restraining order that she's got against me.
Oh, she does?
Yeah. So, but it's okay.
Why? Is she cute or something?
Oh, yeah. Carrie Diaries. She's Carrie Bradshaw.
I'm afraid that you just let the cat out of the bag
on the air. Yeah.
Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City?
No, from the Carrie Diaries, the younger
version.
Why is
it the same name? Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's a prequel to it, yeah.
It's the prequel to Sex and the City.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, which one would you go out with out of the four, people?
Carrie.
No, I would go out with Christian. No, Kristen Davis. No,
you got to use their real names.
Joseph, she's even much too young for you.
She's 20-something.
She looks like she's 12.
No, she's 27. Wow. You're probably looking at an older photo. But
I'm looking at newer photos.
But Eric, which Sex and the City character are you?
None, because I don't know what any of them are.
Okay.
Well, one of them. Who's the one that's sort of loose?
Well, you know what? Let's just go. Let's say put a pin in that conversation, and we'll talk a little bit about
Pinterest.
Oh. Yes.
On that note, let's talk a little bit about 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. This is the big new release this week. John Krasinski plays one of six elite ex-military operators employed by the CIA who fight back against overwhelming odds during an attack at a U.S. compound in Benghazi, Libya. This was directed by Michael Bay, of course, who's brought us several different Transformers films. And, so this is a war movie based on a real situation, right? This is a historical situation. And John Krasinski, kind of not the most likely person to play this role.
I know. I was really surprised when I saw that was a role that he was
But he
was
did
in.
A great job.
I think he did a phenomenal amazing, yes. job. He brought, he's a great actor.
He humanized Fantastic. This movie. One of the best parts about this movie is John Krasinski. The beginning of the film, I just did not care at all. Maybe like the first half hour. This is like a 2.5-hour movie almost.
You said that about The Revenant, and I thought there was not one part of that film that was boring.
Okay, well, then go
see. The first 30 minutes, that was like heavy-duty action in the first 30
minutes. I didn't care for it because, you know, that was, it just felt like generic, you know, fighting violence.
Did you even notice how that was shot? Like the beginning battle scene, it was all one shot. That camera moved through the whole
and
thing.
And it was like a, the fishbowl lens and everything?
They had to spend hours blocking that out to make that happen.
Oh, I know. I know. Okay. Calm down.
It was
See,
incredible.
Now Eric sees a movie and all of a sudden I'm in trouble.
No, it's just he's showing his that he's so knowledgeable.
Yeah.
And in answer to Dave's question, Kim Cattrall, who played Samantha.
Yeah, she was sort of loose.
Yeah, she was always naked in it. I know that.
Well, I like that part. But the loose part, no good. No. Right? You wouldn't go out with her, would you, Eric?
Maybe in the 80s.
You would? Wow,
well,
tell
she
us.
Was cute back then.
Yeah, but, wow, okay.
I'm going to get in trouble for saying somebody's cute again.
Yeah, be careful. I'm just being quiet. Let's staying out of that one.
Are you still here, Johnny?
I am. But in 13 hours, yeah, I didn't care for the first half hour of the film. I thought it was just kind of generic. They were setting it up. I realized that they need to set up and humanize the character that John Krasinski was playing. But until we got to the beginning of the 13 hours.
But there was also that brotherhood, the build of
there was,
the brotherhood.
There was.
I thought that was important.
But when the movie is 2.5 hours, I felt that part kind of made the movie unnecessarily long because the actual 13 hours part of it was epic, just nonstop excitement, edge of your seat, hold on tight because you're just going to be in for one heck of a ride. 4 stars for 13 hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. I thought this was an amazing movie. Very much surprised me. One, because of John Krasinski. I think he's a great comedian, great on The Office and everything.
Well, he's always, right, on The Office and in some of the other, he's always been a comedic role.
Yes.
And
kind of like the average,
Yeah.
I mean, that's what Jim always was on The Office, was that he would always look at the camera and like, seriously, this is what I have to deal with? That's what I think we need to, in here. We'll start doing with the webcam. I'll just look at the webcam like, seriously.
No, you won't.
We're talking about Kim Cattrall
again. No, you
won't,
because you're like, all the time.
Yeah. But so, he's the normal average guy, and that's what he is in the movie as well, and it really works, and he's buff. And I read in an interview, he said one, because he was doing all this work, these workout routines, and one day he just woke up, looked at himself in the mirror, and said, "Who is this handsome man who's robbing our house?"
I don't get it.
Because he was just like blown away. He didn't recognize himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's married to Emily Blunt.
Hey.
Is he really?
Yeah. Oh, there. Yeah. Dave's eyes just. Whoop,
oh.
Bam. Wow. Emeril Lagasse.
Wow.
Bam.
Wow. She
saw his talent.
Yeah. Yeah. So 4 stars for me.
Oh,
13
yeah,
soldiers.
It's complicated.
I mean, 13 hours.
I've seen him in. Remember that movie? It wasn't It's Complicated, but he was in that. He was very good in that one. But was it Something Borrowed? Is that the one?
I don't know. He was in the wedding movie, the big wedding.
Yeah, no, something. Yeah. Something Borrowed. A great movie. Only got 5.9, I'm looking now. But that's where I first saw him, really. Mm-hmm. And he was great in that.
Yeah.
He liked that girl, what's her name? Jennifer Goodwin.
Oh.
But she liked some creepy married guy. What's up with that? And he liked her. And then they finally just became friends.
Yeah.
Very sad, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But he's a fantastic actor. When I saw that movie, and that was back, when was that? 2011. I said, how come this guy's not a superstar? Right, Eric? That's what I said to myself.
I've never really watched him in anything.
He's really good, and he just proved he can do these type of roles. He right? Is he
yeah,
on his way
yeah,
up?
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's
got to get another role. Right?
I believe so. I mean, because like I said, he's one of the best parts about this movie, and that's saying a lot because it's a great movie. It's really surprised me.
Yeah.
Because I will say that it kind of near the end or during certain scenes, it got that sort of Transformers effect on me, where it's just so much violence and gun and all that stuff shooting. I kind of like spaced out a little bit.
But here's the thing, it was very true to life.
Right. Well, that's what's different here, because I don't know if the last time Megatron and all that, I don't know if that's very realistic.
Oh, it is.
I have
a Megatron.
Oh, good. Yeah. You play with those every night. You're like, boom.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Yeah,
as much as I love the shout-outs to Krasinski because it was such a departure from the roles that he's played in the past, so it really shows his abilities. But I'm sorry. Who but me? I mean, Max Martini. I'm sorry. He is awesome. Yes, this is not a departure from the roles that he plays. He's always been in most of the movies he's been in. He plays a paramilitary kind of person, but he's got that build and everything. But I loved him from The Unit, Burn Notice, White Collar, all of those different, you know, I mean, he's done so many different TV and, you know, Revenge. I mean, he's been in so many different movies or films and on TV that I think we expect a phenomenal performance from him. But I thought he did a fantastic job as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was great. The acting was very good.
Oh, it was.
Anyway.
All of the actors. I mean, all of them that the majority of them that were in there, I just thought, wow.
Yeah.
Excellent job. David Denman did a great job as Boone. I mean,
honestly,
Demetrius Gross.
To me, this was an emotional film because it was so real. I mean, it was real.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it was so sad. Should I say it? Or I'm going to say
I don't know.
That
I don't know what you're going to say.
And most people know the story that they asked for help. I mean,
yeah.
Where was the United States, Eric, when these soldiers...
It's Hillary's fault.
Well, they didn't really go into that. I think it's certainly the administration's fault. I mean, or someone, the CIA, the military, someone let these guys down.
Well, and what he's talking about when he says these guys, he's talking about the continuation. Most everybody only thinks about where the ambassador was in that compound.
Which was sad enough.
And that these guys were a mile away, and why weren't they coming? And that's where the big scandal is with who was it that told them not to go.
I think it was a CIA
when they were
guy.
Trying to. Well, in the movie, yeah. it was the CIA director guy that was there that they were working for.
They were contractors,
but then,
I believe.
Right, they were contractors for the CIA.
But ex-military.
And so,
and loyal as heck.
Right. So he's saying when they were calling for help, which was after everything had happened with the ambassador, and now they were coming to their secretive compound that wasn't so secretive.
CIA compound.
But,
by the way.
Yeah. So, and then when they were calling for help to be extracted, why weren't they getting the help as well? So it's very, very, a story that is wrought with mystery and, you know, who can you point a finger at or who played a role in it? And it may have just been a perfect storm type of a situation. But I will say this. I think Michael Bay did a fantastic job. And I think all of these actors did a phenomenal job. And lest we forget, it was written by a true soldier of Benghazi that was one of these secret soldiers. And I think it's a phenomenal tribute to those who survived and those who didn't, but all of those who fought valiantly there.
Let me ask this. Do you think, for those in here that saw the movie, will this impact the political scene?
I think it depends on how many people see the film. I hope that they do see it. And, you know, I don't know. Normally,
well, Trump bought out an entire theater.
Oh, then you
for everybody that wanted to see it.
Well, I'm going to pause this because another actor who did a absolutely great job in the film is Demetrius Gross, terrific actor. And actually, we're gonna get him on the phone hopefully in this next segment. So we're gonna take a quick break and we're gonna continue our discussion of 13 Hours: The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. Okay. But before we get to that, we're going to hear from A Knight's Tale, Golden Years, David Bowie, right? Remember Golden, Golden Years?
No, I don't.
From A Knight's Tale with Heath Ledger.
A Knight's Tale.
Oh, yeah.
One of the first times that I remember watching a movie and saying, that song is awesome, because A Knight's Tale did so many wonderful things with songs, was so unconventional.
I didn't think they fit.
It didn't, but that's what made it so, it made it pop. It worked for me. I liked it. And so
the film itself was good, but it was it was ruined by putting modern music into a medieval movie.
I remember that.
Angel.
See, that's our own Joseph. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Day upon day upon day.
We'll be right back.